4DJC.
4HKX, mobile.
KN4, VWA, how you doing, Patrick?
I'm good, Steve. How you been? I haven't talked to you in a few days.
Been on there in a few days. I don't get on like I used to. So, how you doing today, bud? Isn't this a beautiful day?
Yes, it is. If it could stay like this year-round, I'd be good.
Well, I just left the flying field. I've been out flying this morning.
Out there.
Happened to Dave this morning. He didn't make it out. So, anyhow, he missed it. It was a beautiful morning. I figure he thought it was too cold.
This probably grew from yesterday.
Say again?
I said his honeydew list probably got a little bit longer with the weather being nice.
Yep, yep. Well, hey, you know, it happens to the best of us. Well, so what else is going on? Anything good?
We're under $4 a gallon today.
This is $3.89 over in, let's see, where did I see that the other day? It was down towards Anderson. It was $3.89 at this station down there, and I bought my fuel for $2.79.
That it's coming down, but not for the reason why it's coming down.
Deliberately staying out of politics lately, but why is it coming down now?
Pulling all that out of our strategic reserve, and now we're going to have to buy it back at higher prices, so it just, it's crazy. I mean, it's all just a mess.
Didn't know that he had released more out of our strategic reserve. But I tell you what, it's kind of scary what our reserve levels overall are, including, you know, oil and military, well, like our missiles. We're down to nothing on the missiles. And some of our, well, anyhow, we're down to nothing on a lot of categories.
Yes, we are, but all in all, I'm doing good. We'll change the subject here and fighting a little bit of interference on my radio at the house. Other than that, I'm doing good.
Dave had to jump in and call the net because propagation was so bad for you the other night.
Well, propagation and I got some RF interference. I believe it's coming from the power lines. I'll send you a video here in a little bit as soon as I get done here and show you what I'm talking about.
Goodness, well, you're just going to have to call Duke Power and tell him, hey, where's your priorities here?
I'm at the bottom or underneath the bottom.
Brother, well, hey, hopefully that'll clear up for too long. And what do you do it, once, twice, four, once a week?
Sunday nights.
Did you hear that horn?
Hear that.
I just turned on to Mount Lebanon Church Road, and this guy was coming across Mount Lebanon Church Road, and this 14-wheel dump truck, the guy was in a probably a 24-foot cargo truck, and he pulled right out in front of that dump truck. And that guy, I mean, he had at least 10 or 12 of those tires on the back where the load was locked up.
No surprise the way people drive anymore. They don't pay attention at all. They're too busy on their cell phone or whatever else is distracting them to, you know, the 10, 15-inch touchscreen in the center of the car. It's just ridiculous.
I've got to agree with you there. Well, so I hope you have a successful day, bud. And I've pretty much abandoned the mast concept on trying to do a field day or behind my camper. So I have purchased myself a Trans World 2010. It's a 5-fan, 3 on it, and it's supposed to come in tomorrow. So keep your fingers crossed. I'm hoping it's going to do well. It's a vertical, and it's 8.5 feet tall and 5 feet wide. And I saw one used up at the Sevierville Hamvention, and it really performed well.
I was just surprised you didn't put another ATOS on there.
ATOS is okay. It does not get out like a more conventional vertical. It gets out, but it's only going to get out. I've only had one contact in Eastern Europe. I take that back. It was Belgium, Western Europe. And I can pretty much talk over, the U.S. But, that was back during really, really bad propagation. When the bands were down so bad. So I really haven't tried to put the thing to a test here in the last year and a half. It might be doing better since propagation's up.
All you can do is try and see. I know you're set up for it.
Well, and you know what? I was so involved in trying to make that mast piece of junk work at the Winterfield Day that I didn't even turn that 857 on with that ATOS.
All you can do is give it a try one day. Propagation has been pretty good. I've been listening to a lot of 10-meter stuff while I'm driving. So, listening to Germany yesterday on 10 meters. Yeah, roger that.
What are you using?
A Striker 955.
Similar to I'm not familiar with it. Is that similar to a ATOS?
No, that's the radio, and then the antenna is just a 11-meter Predator that has been tuned for 10 meters.
Stick.
I don't know. It's a CB antenna that's tuned for 10 meters.
Oh, okay. So it's a stainless stick. Okay. How about that? And you can use it on your 2-meter at the same time, can't you?
No, I've got two antennas on the driver's mirror. I run the 2-meter for 40 and then the 10-meter.
All right. Well, your vehicle going to be turning into an antenna farm for long. Hey, you know what you need to do? You need to put you a phased array on the four corners of the truck up at the top and phase them. That way you can really get out.
Nah, that's all right. I think this is... It's aggravating to use while you're driving or anything like that, so I don't mess with it. I just leave it on one frequency and listen, and that's it, because I don't want to get distracted while I'm driving.
You've already been down that road. We don't want you to go again. So, all right, well, listen, I'm going to jump off and let somebody else have the frequency. You have a good afternoon, and I hope you're prosperous. 73 is KN4 VWA. Behave out there. I'm clear.
EWA, good to talk to you today. KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73.
4CRG, monitoring the channel.
Q4, didn't quite get the rest of it. This is David, KF4NXY.
I got you there, David. You got Robert on SN. KQ4CRG. Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Romeo Golf.
CRG. Okay. All right. Well, it's good to talk to you. I believe Steve and Patrick were in there a few minutes ago. I don't know if you know them, but. And I just turned this little radio on the back porch. I got a mobile antenna on top of a tin roof, well, metal roof, and that's a HTX-202 Radio Shack.
Roger that, David. Well, you getting out, that's all that matters. Yeah, I got a HD 8 7 8 with a 25 watts in the truck. I talked to them fellas before I leave. It's been a little bit.
Sometimes I'll catch Patrick in here real early in the morning and talk to him while he's on his way in.
Way over here in Spartanburg, where are you at?
Southern Greenville County, down Highway 25, just about out of the county, kind of near the Twin Chimneys landfill. And if the wind's blowing the wrong way, I can smell the county dump, which that's Twin Chimneys Landfill's the fancy name for the county dump.
Well, a good day to be outside. It's not too bad out here right now. It's about 64 down this way. I think it's supposed to get a little bit warmer even, but it's going to be a nice day today. In February. I guess you're still in there, David. Oh, well, KQ4 CRG, we're standing by.
Yeah, 4NXY, sorry about me dropping out. Battery died on that little handy talkie.
Battery, you sound a little bit stronger now there. Somebody with that thing.
That's a Kenwood TS-2000 now. Got it with about 75-foot LMR hardline up the tower to a dual band antenna about 60-foot to the bottom of the mast.
Yeah,
I'm going to
have to give me a tire one day. I got a Diamond X30, but I believe it probably ain't about 30 feet up there. It's making it over the house and all. But yeah, we'd like to get a little bit higher one day.
When I first got this one put up, I was talking simplex to a fella. I think he was down around Aiken or Augusta or somewhere, and you know, it was doing really good back then, but it's been up there a long time now, so I probably need to, you know, have the connections redone and all that, and not too good at climbing towers, so I'd probably just have to find somebody with a bucket truck, because it's a small, you know, if you saw what it is, it ain't too many people want to go climbing up the thing.
Well, as long as you're getting out, as good as you're getting out, I wouldn't worry about it too soon. You definitely getting out. It sounds really good down here in Spartanburg.
You're getting into the machine real good, too, so the machine's doing all the work for us today. The repeater's working real good today.
We appreciate the ride along. We just got off work, but we're here at the home, 20. Don't get on in here. 73's too. Hope you have a good rest of the day there. It's KQ4 CRG. Be clear on your final.
You have a good afternoon, and I think my wife just got home. I'm going to spend a little time with her on Valentine's Day, so I'll talk at you later. KF4NXY.